This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are Mishnah Emi. We are in Kalim, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. They will be Yud Gimel Vav and Yud Gimel Zayin Yogav and Yogaz. Okay, yesterday, Dalet and Hey. Let's go. So a lot of words. We can use the English today because a lot of words that are not so easy. Let's get the English out and let's get going. So we have the Magrefe. The Magrefe is the fire shovel. That you lost the shovel part, the scooping part, but you still have the ball part that is between this handle and the Magrefe. It's Tome. Why is it Tome? Because it's a cornice. You can use it as a hammer, divided mayor, automatically without a yichud. Without a yichud, it has that hishtamshus. Chom Tarn, Chom say, no, unless you actually were me. Yached. Right. If you have a saw that you took out its teeth, one every other tooth, and you have a hasit, which is the difference between the index finger and the middle finger, in one place, then it's tame. That amount of teeth. Ma'atzad. Okay, the ma'atzad is the small axe. What do they call it? An edz. Edzi. I don't know what that is. Adzi. All right, let me know if you figure out what that is. Adzi. Izamel, a little razor. Mafsolis is a plane. Okay. Makadeach is a, what do they call an auger? There you go. That they became nifkamo, but they're still usable. They're tummy. Now, I doesn't tell you how much. But if the chisum is taken, which is the hard part at the end, which is the sharp part, that's not usable, it's tahoir. Any of these utensils, if you split into two parts, they're still tummy. Except the makadeach. Except for the auger, split into two, it's worthless. Rukni, this is Rukni Rabbeisai. Rukni is the plane lost its metal blade, and you're just left with the wooden frame. It's tahira, it's unusable. Mishnah, hey, if you have a needle that you lost the hole or the point, it's tahira, it's unusable. How can you use a needle without the eye, without the point? But if you said, I will now use it for mituach to spread cloth, and doesn't really need those things so badly. It's tame, but again, you have to be miyachidit for that. If it was originally a needle that is used by the sackcloth sewers, which is a very thick, wide, long needle, because I guess it's the thread is very thick, so then the halacha is it's tame. Even if you lost the hole, it's tame because it's still usable for writing. Writing into wax paper and engraving into it. If you lost its needle, tahira, it has no use. If the needle was a mituach needle, a spreading cloth needle, then either way it is tamei. A machat, a needle that developed rust. If it now makes it that you cannot sew, it's tahira. If not, it's tamei. Etzinoira. A curved fork that its teeth became straight, it's unusable, it's tahira. This happened to me. We had a fork in our backyard that one of the kids left there and somehow it got flat and probably the kid stepped on it, faced me, the lawnmower stepped on it, I don't know what. It became almost flat. So according to the Mishnah, it's not really so usable, it's tahira. But if I bend it back, it's tamea. Now the old tumma l'chari shouldn't come back, except that we have a klal of tumma yishana, midrab baran, by klimat chois. The Tumi Yishana comes back. Okay, Mishnah Vav. It's Hamishah Mishas Mateches. Metal that is serving. I'm sorry, wood that is serving metal. The metal is the ikar. So we have a klal that we said in many times already. You go buster the ikar. What is the ikar? That's what this Mishnah is going to talk about. So if the wood is serving the metal, I don't have an example. Tomei, without a base kibble. Because it's metal, and pshutei kli matechos are tame. Mateches, metal, mishamish eitz, serving wood, the ikur is the wood, toira, if it's a pshutei kli eitz, it does not have a container. Okay, so far no examples. Let's keep going. Oh, we will have examples. Ketza, posachas shel eitz. If sachas, they translate as a key, I believe, right? Yeah. It's made of wood, vapinchula, its teeth are metal. Which one's the ikar? The key or the teeth? I would thought, I don't know, both pretty important to me. It says, the ikar is the teeth, and I feel achas tamei. One metal tooth, then the whole thing comes tamei. Wow. Wow. That's the ikar. If they're metal, then the whole thing is tamei. Okay. The pinchel last time was like the teeth that you have to push up with the key. Now it means the actual teeth on the key. Mr. Titan, you're with me. If you have a metal key and the pinchel and the teeth are wood, what's the ikar? The ikar is the teeth, it's wood, therefore it's tahira. Good. Okay. Viter. Now it's interesting, they say even one key. So it's mashma that if you have one metal, one wood, it would be tummy. Tabash is a metal ring. And its seal is almog, wood. Coral? Coral. Tmeya. Ikar is what? The ring. Ikar is the ring, and therefore it's tmeya. But the opposite, tabash shal almog, v'choyzmishal matachas, but the seal is metal, tahira. Because there the ikar is the ring, and the ring is pshute kli eitz. Did I get that right? Coral. Okay. Why is it considered kli eitz? Because it grows from the ground. Interesting. Okay. Now, a couple of important points. That l'chayra, the ring, is a base kibble. Because the ring had a receptacle to contain the seal. So what's the case when the tabash al-amok should be tameh? This gets into a very important call. That to be a base kibble, it has to be something which is you take in and out. But a base kibble, also l'malois, that's meant to be filled up, is not a base kibble. That's all sugya and shas. Okay, that's what I want to say. Hashein shebatas. Okay, I had a hard time translating these. Let's see what the English says. The tooth of a metal sheet. Thin metal sheet that's fashioned into a key. It's hard for me to see what this means. Thin metal sheet fastened into a key. Fashioned into a key. I have no idea what that means. Okay, if you like take a metal sheet and you cut out the shape of a key. Is that what it means? Shebepoisahachas, the metal tooth of a large key. The key of a large gate. The key of a large gate. So shein shebatas, shebusachas, the shebemafteyach, or the metal tooth of a standard key. Tmei b'fnei atzmo is tamei on its own without the actual key. I guess if you know how to like pick a lock. You can use the key on its own without, you can use the tooth without the key. I don't know how you do that. Yeah, I don't know. You picking the lock or something? It says the teeth called the pins are useless without the key, but the tooth called Shane is useful without the key. Interesting. Pin not Shane yet. Shane is mishamish ifnei atzma. Pin is not. You got that, Mr. Titan?
No, all right. Really.
Guess what? I'm in the same boat. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Let's keep going. Hakidumin ho Ashkeloinin. The kidumin that come from Ashkeloin. Ashkeloin, it's a city near Israel. Shinishbru that they broke. Their hooks are intact. What is a kedumen? A kedumen. Okay. Well, they give a couple of explanations. Let's see. One say is a type of kli that's used to cool off bottles of water. It is made out of a metal pole that they put on the metal pole, hooks, metal hooks. They put in an open area, and they hold up the bottles of water to get cold. I don't know how. Maybe just the water was warm somehow? How was the water warm? They got it from like a hot spring, they want to cool off. Chweisnisht. Even though it's a pshuti kliyetz, yeah. It's a mekabel tumo, because the ikar is the hooks. Because the ikar is the hooks. You got that? The ikar is the hooks, so metal, it's mekabel tumo. Ikar is the metal hooks. Other pshat they say, this is a type of kli made to lift buckets that fell into a pit of water. It is a large ring of metal that has chains hanging down. At the end of the chains are hooks. And that's how you're going to get the other out. Even if the kadum breaks, the mixed rove of the hooks break. But if the unkalisha lo kayemes, if one hook is still there, it's mekabel tumo. All right. I like the first shot. It's a little more, it's a little easier, that's all. So if you have one left, you're good. That's enough, I guess. One's enough. Okay. Right. Hama'aber, v'hamazra, v'hamagov. Let's talk about one by one. Ma'aber, wooden pitchfork. All these things are wooden, with long wooden teeth. The ma'aber looks like a human hand. It is used to transport straw from place to place. They refer to it as what? What was the English word they used? Wooden pitchfork. Three teeth, move the straw. Okay. Ma'aver, like moving things. Mazre, you'd think it's for zayre, for winnowing. Has more teeth. It's used for winnowing your grain in the granary. Winnowing is the separation of the chaff from the kernels, etc. Okay. Magov, a wooden rake. A wooden rake has more teeth. Using it to what? To separate the tzvua from the chaff. After you already winnowed it. I don't know why there's still chaff there exactly. All right. Now, all these kalim, they're made from wood, and there's zero metal. They're not mekabel tumah. They're not mekabel tumah. A head comb. He took out one of his teeth and replaced it with a metal tooth. One tooth of metal is enough to make it tame.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Only one is metal.
Yeah, it's a chiddush, right? I know, I agree with you. Well, guess what? You're in good company. Okay. You're going to like this, Mr. Titan. Al kulan Rabbi Shua, and all these things Rabbi Shua said, Dvar chiddush. Chiddush Seifrim. Ebi Chiddush, the Rabbanan told us. One little, one second, hold on one second. One little metal tooth, Shemekabel Toma. It's crazy. Vein Lima Lahashiv. But, and I cannot explain it to you, some say, even though I can't really understand it, I don't have a question. And this applies even to the Reish of the Mishnah, by the Kedumin. You know, one little hook, is still usable. Hard to understand. Very interesting way of ending off a Mishnah. All right.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
Sofrim.
Yeah, why are they called scribes?
But they mean sages.
Sages, yeah.
I don't understand.
Because they wrote the Torah.
Why do they say scribes?
I guess because they wrote, the Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm not sure. Good question.
Okay.
You have a fair question.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.